Now, this one down here, I guess, is the oldest maybe in the country. The first built
is it, where is it? Right over here?
You can see the top of it right beyond that peach tree. See that little lattice stuff up there?
You mean right here?
Yeah.
Oh, this building right here?
Yeah.
That's one of the oldest barns?
That's the barn. And then this one up on the hill here, it's not been there too long. I had that built a few years ago. But in the barn, they started out with what they call the cutting room. We call it the feed room now. Mm-hmm. And what they meant by the cutting room, everybody had a cutting knife, and I think mine's down there yet, and I've got to get it out before somebody does steal it. They've got to steal antiques around here. Awful.
Is that right?
Taking them off and getting a big price. Law, they've taken a lot of mine before I started our lock now.
Uh-huh.
People warned me about that log house, said, now you keep that locked up. But I didn't like to lock it for this reason. Nearly every time I went away and come in, there'd be an open door and said, sir, we missed you, but we enjoyed the log house. And I didn't start locking until I started stealing.
Uh-huh.
Now I keep it locked. But the barn, we started on that in the center, right straight through was what was called the cutting room. They had a little built-up thing, maybe about that high and about that wide,
mm-hmm.
and it had a knife on one
now
end.
Now let me see, it's about three, 4 feet
yeah.
high
mm-hmm.
and about a foot wide.
Yeah, and you'd put your stuff in there, corn or any kind of like cane seed or anything you want to cut up, and then out this end, you'd raise the thing up and let it down, and there was a knife, just chop it, you just keep chopping that, then it'd roll down in, you'd put a pan or kettle or something down there to catch
uh-huh.
it. And then on each side was stalls.
Uh-huh.
Now this one has four stalls on each side
mm-hmm.
with a cattle bill. And then this shed way between it and the corn cribs
mm-hmm.
was to where you could load and unload. Yeah. And then in the wintertime, keep cattle in there too if you want to.
What about, was there a part up above on the...
The barn. Yeah, the barn loft was where you stored your hay and...
Mm-hmm.
oats and barley and stuff like that.
Did you ever call that anything other than a loft?
A what?
Anything other than a loft.
I can't remember if it did.
Let me give you a word and just show you if it was common in this part of the country. A mow. A hay
that
mow.
That was not common to this community. I have heard that word, but it wasn't common.
Okay, here. That's what I wondered. Now, when the hay was gathered in the field, it was, do you remember what they called the thing they tied it up in? That were the way they wrap it up, they'd stack it?
Shocks.
All right. Now the shocks then were...
And they were stacked. Or if they were hauling in, they just put a shock, several shocks on a sled and brought it in and put it up in the loft. Today it's baled and stacked up there.
Were there more than one kind of a haystack, or was it...
Yes, there was. Yeah, there was a straight up kind. Around
kind of,
a pole.
The kind of look kind of like this?
Yeah. They put a pole in the ground, and
mm-hmm.
then they went around that. They'd make it great big at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd taper down up to
mm-hmm.
the top. And then usually at the top, they had a way of placing that on there that shed the
mm-hmm.
water. I don't know how it was.
Do you remember what the longer ones were
yeah,
called?
Yeah, the long was called a rick,
mm-hmm.
or a hay rick.
And was there a... did they have a name when they stacked well they didn't with the cocks were just or the I mean the you can call them kind of call them shocks sometimes they call them haycocks
yeah
the same thing. But the shocks were they didn't pile those up with any kind of a top on them or anything.
Well,
that
wheat, when they did that, when they piled them up together, it become a stack or a rick.
Okay, that's what I. Now, what animals do you have on the farm? Or did you have? What you have now?
Cows, horses, and sheep.
And you
pigs
said,
and chickens.
Okay.
And I have all of them yet but sheep and the horses. Don't have any horses.
Uh-huh. Now, did you have a special place on the side of the barn where the cows can...